Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In her bed all night, and she never does. But when it's just me at home and Ed is out and about or having a late work night, I put her down to sleep. It takes just 2 minutes to be like, Papa, I don't want to sleep by myself. I'm like, all right. She knows I'm a softie. I'm like, yo, get to bed. Let's go. Let's knock out. And 5 minutes later, she's snoring. And I'm like, all right, good. Got my baby girl here.
Now here's the question.
Because in her teenage years, she will want nothing to do with me.
No, she's just going to want you to hand her the keys to the car and Venmo or Apple Pay her some money.
Yep.
But do you pick her up and then put her into her room or you just let her sleep there?
Oh, no.
Or does it depend?
We read her a book. I read her a book and put her PJs on and stuff like that, rocking the chair and then, you know, tuck her in and she's got her stuffed edibles in there. I say goodnight to Ladybug and Teddy Bear Teddy, as we call him, JJ from Cocoa Melons, and Minnie Mouse, and Chaseika, and then she can go to sleep, turn off the nightlight, and usually if Mama's there, she'll stay in her room and sleep till about 1 in the morning and come in the room.
But if
it's just me, she'll be up in like 5 minutes. I'll hear the door, and I'm like, what's going on here? I'm trying to work. It's like, all right, Papa, we got to go to, it's like, all right, come on in. This is what it is. So shout out to the single parents. But we're talking about pressure, and I got to play this from Steve Young. Where is this from, Steve Young? Where is this soundbite from?
Rich Eisen Show.
Was it the Rich Eisen Show? Because I saw a lady
in
there.
Okay. So many good guests.
Rich Eisen's bad.
It was not Rich Eisen, but it was Rich Eisen Show. I believe it was his partner, Susie is her name.
Susie, okay, yeah, because I saw the lady. I was like, that's not Rich Eisen. Okay, well, anyway, here's what Steve Young said about Brock Purdy moving forward.
If they're going to stay with the same plan, then the demand for Brock is even greater. He has to be even more honed on his efficiency to find players that aren't necessarily the top of their, you know, the top of the game like Debo, the top of the game like CMC. And now I've got to figure out how to get the ball to them, have them get open. And I'm going to inevitably, Susie, he's going to have to do more. He's going to have to move around more. He's going to have to put himself at risk more. And he's going to have to do things that aren't necessarily his strong suit. And that might provide great things in the future for the, you know, when they get to the Super Bowl this year or have to face Patrick Mahomes or face Lamar Jackson. The thing about the 49ers, when they face Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, any big, strong, prototypical quarterback today, they lose. So getting their guy more like that and under duress, like with injuries, might be a good thing.
Well, the part at the end, like, really stuck out to me. It's like anytime they face those guys, they lose. And I'm thinking about it off the top of my head. So they've lost to Baltimore.
Yeah.
I'm talking about recently.
They lost to Baltimore twice, 2019 and
with Brock.
And
let's just say with Brock.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so he lost to Burrow. Okay.
Mahomes.
Lost to Mahomes. Who else is he putting in there? He's beat Stafford.
Lost to Kirk Cousins.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I hate putting that in there.
Lost to P.J. Walker.
Her cousin.
No, but the, I'm talking about the big
boys.
He's only three against the big boys.
And they get Allen later this year?
Yeah.
Wow, that's interesting. You know, the thing when I hear Steve Young talk is, I think psychologically he understands what people are going through. I've read his book a couple times, and one of the things that I always reference is in 91 he had the opportunity to leave. And his pastor said to him, like, if you really want to, like, see the best version of yourself, you know who it's with.
Yeah.
It's with the 49ers. Like, you can go elsewhere and you'll get a starting job and this and that. But the only way to find who you truly are and to push yourself is the pressure of where you're at right now.
You're right. By the way, we got to put Sam Darnold on that list. Last year's backup just beat Brock Purdy. And he looked pretty dynamic in doing it.
Yeah, I meant the best quarterbacks in the league.
That deep ball, man. I kept watching that last night. It's like, damn, dude.
As a thrower of the football.
You know, I'm not going to lie.
When I seen him throw that ball,
you know,
I was like, oh, my God.
I was like, oh, my God. And I kept watching them. I said, oh, my God. Huh? The Niners, you in trouble. All of them. Tink Brown, you in trouble. And I like those guys. Anyway, no. But that's, you know, I'm a sucker for the deep ball. I love the deep ball. That's why I loved Al Davis. He was always like, take what the defense gives you. No, we're going to take what we want. That's why I got to have 2 to 3 deep shots a game.
But did you love
gotta
Brady?
Have it. He would chuck that baby deep.
Yeah, but
Brady over his career, Brady will let that baby fly.
Well, no, you're taking like some of the, you know, the more elite teams they had. I think the last two Super Bowls in New England, it was a lot of checking down.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Mike Evans?
I meant Antonio Brown? New England.
The last couple years?
Gronk 7-yard seam route, you know? I mean, like Edelman on the inside.
But for the totality of his career, Brady let that thing fly.
I mean,
he let that thing fly before Moss, after Moss. Come on, Tom Brady. Go look at YouTube. I remember he was like in his second year coming off the Super Bowl.
Highlights.
I'll never forget watching the Chargers game randomly. Brady's second year, third year. They're down in San Diego, and he was chucking it in 4 wide, 50 yards down the field. I'm like, damn, Brady's got an arm. All I'm saying is, I want a fly route. I got to have a fly route. I gotta put pressure on the defense to say, you don't pay attention to us, we're gonna beat you over the top.
But they did that last year. They just didn't do it in this game.
They haven't done it in these first two games, yeah, and I want to see more of that.
I mean,
that's all I'm saying. I gotta have it. I'm just saying, I gotta have it.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. All I'm saying. But those elite quarterbacks, they're gonna test you deep.
I mean, last year in particular, specifically Patrick Mahomes, his average yard of attempt was the lowest of his career.
It was.
He was one of the worst in the league in terms of how deep he was actually throwing.
But he was chucking
because they were you know, keeping it short.
But we were seeing a lot of those games though, watching it in real time, whether it's Philadelphia on Monday Night Football, where he's throwing it deep to MVS and he's dropping it, or he's trying to throw it deep in Green Bay and guys are dropping it. At least once or twice a game, let the defense know. Yeah, let the defense know, hey, if you're not on your P's and Q's, we're going to let this baby fly and beat you deep. We're going to drop the bomb on you. You know, that's all I want. You know what I'm saying? There's no threat of that right now. Everything is 15 yards is in. So I want to see these shots, not a flare, a seam route to the fullback for 30 yards where you know he's going to get caught. Drop back, plant your feet, and let it go like you did against Tampa Bay last year. But that's just a nitpick. That's just a little thing. But here's the other thing that I thought was very interesting, not only from Steve Young, but from Rob Gronkowski. And is this true, folks? Is this true? Gronk with Kay Adams on a 49ers needing a guy.
That will definitely give us a test to see where Purdy is. I mean, you got Samuel going to be out. Christian McCaffrey's going to be out.
They have this week. But let me look.
They got so many weapons. I don't know why they're not producing. Why are they not putting up points like the New Orleans Saints every single week, week in and week out? That's the problem with the 49ers last year as well, is that they dominated some games, and then some games they just didn't show up and they couldn't produce. They should be producing week in and week out, especially with coach, offensive-minded coach Kyle Shanahan, and then with all the weapons that they have. They need that it guy. I feel like they got a lot of weapons, but they just don't have like an it guy to turn it up. Yeah, Ayuk, I mean, he's a great guy, but look, he was holding out
George Kittle.
They're great players.
All pro?
But I'm talking,
what do
you
mean?
Need an it guy, like an it guy. Edelman was an it guy.
Are you telling
like, the
me
guy
that
was,
Kittle's not an it guy?
He's an it guy, but like I'm talking like when it comes to crunch time, it's, hey, feed me that ball. I feel like, you know, they're great playmakers, and they all rely on the other one to make the play because there's so many great weapons. You know what I mean? When you have so many great players around you, you rely, oh, he's going to make the play. That guy's going to make the play. But when you don't have so many, like when it's just, when Edelman was out there first.
Yeah, but Brady
instance,
made an
myself
impact.
Out there, it's give me that ball, give me the ball.
Edelman missed a lot of factors. Time, and you missed a lot of time.
Yes.
And Brady made it guys out of
yes,
Chris Hogan.
Because Brady was an it guy.
No disrespect to Hogan.
And
but
Hogan was kind of an it guy, too. He had that mentality of feed me the ball, I want it, I'm going to do whatever,
it's mentality,
whatever it takes.
Think?
It's mentality, and I feel like Trent Williams has that mentality.
Yeah.
He will go out there and he tosses people around. That's what you want. He's doing it 24/7.
Are you calling out the grittiness of this team? What
I
are you doing,
just
Rob?
That mentality. I mean, they should be dominating.
Okay.
What did you think about that from Gronk?
There's so much there.
888-957-9570.
Debo's not an it guy. He did it in the playoffs in 2021 over and over. Kyle, give me the ball. Like the key, the biggest moments of the game. NFC Championship game last year. Did Debo not have an it game?
Well, I think he did.
Against the Seahawks the year prior. He didn't have an it game? He went off in that game.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, just because you get stopped in a game doesn't mean that everything you do is now negated. Like, now, I will say this. To say that Chris Hogan is an it guy, I mean, get out of here on that one. But do they underutilize George Kittle in key moments of a game? That I agree with.
Oh.
That I agree with. Because I truly believe one of the number one issues that I have just with the offense as a whole, and they've been wildly successful. They were a historic last year. But one of my biggest issues, dude, go trips on one side, put Kittle on the other side all by himself, line him up against a safety or a tight end, and just throw him the ball. That's what Gronk did. That's what Antonio Gates does. That's what Travis Kelce does.
Tony Gonzalez.
Like, pick whoever you think
Shannon
is a
Sharp.
Great, great tight end. And to me, that is one area when we talk about over the next couple weeks, how do you survive without Debo? You split out George Kittle and you match him up on linebackers and on safeties. And if it's a safety, you know, he goes up and over him. If it's a linebacker, he runs by him. And I would be isolating that matchup all day. I think they keep him into block a lot. He's a great blocker. I get all of that. He is a dynamic downfield pass catcher, and I think that's the number one underutilized thing on this team over the last couple of years. They pick and choose Kittle. I would like Kittle to be more prominently featured.
Yeah, we see it in the Super Bowl. Both Super Bowls. He's in the block. We see it at times in big games where he's in the block and he has to block, so I'm with you on that one. Ayuk is the interesting one, and now that Ayuk has got the money, the spotlight is on him. The spotlight, you want to talk about pressure. The theme of the show, I guess, is pressure, pressure, pressure. The theme of the week is pressure, pressure, pressure. And we're going to go to the lines in just a second and talk more pressure, pressure, pressure. But unfortunately, whether you like it or not, whether it's fair or not, Brandon Ayuk's going to have a lot of pressure over the next 3 weeks to prove that, hey, the hold-in was worth it, that I am one of those guys. Because I don't care what anybody says at this point. We did shows every single day during the hold-in. We did. It shows all offseason. Ayuk was a second-team All-Pro, but it felt like the fan base didn't perceive him as a second-team All-Pro. They just said, hey, you know, he's a guy.
The
he's
coach,
a good guy.
because the coach doesn't prioritize him as a, like, let me ask
well,
he
never prioritizes anybody. It's like, we're going to go Debo to the hot guy at times. Yeah,
I feel like Debo gets a full game plan. Like, there are certain times. For example, Kittle had that 3-touchdown game. It felt like in that game, hey, I don't think it was against the Cowboys. Hey, we're gonna isolate Kittle on a couple big-time plays, and we're going
to. Pittsburgh, sorry to cut you off, but Pittsburgh, Ayuk 8-for-8, I get that.
But even then, I would like more of Kittle.
Right.
I think Ayuk's really good. I don't think he's on the hey, we're going to try to scheme him to get 15 targets a game. They have never done it. Can they? I'd like to see.
I'd like to see 12 targets for Ayuk this week.
I'd like to see it.
I want to see it too. Prove to me that you are worth that guy. I think he is that guy. I don't think he gets the opportunity to be that guy. But boy, I would love to see that guy. Boy, Kittle get 3 targets in the Super Bowl. Damn, let's go to Rob in San Bruno.
It's almost impossible that you walk out of the game and not isolate Kittle with more than a half dozen targets.
It doesn't make sense. Well, Baldy's talked about it for years. They've run seam routes with third string tight ends, whether it's
River Craycraft.
Felt like he was getting more looks.
But I'm just talking about tight ends. They designed so many great plays for the tight ends. Ross Dwelly. If you don't see it for Kittle, and Baldy would question that in the past. It's like, how come you can't draw that up for George Kittle? Let's go to Rob in San Bruno. Rob, what's happening?
What's going on? First off, Debo is that it guy. I don't know what that dude was talking about. Debo the guy.
Completely agree.
Secondly, I think I had a brain fart. Oh, shoot. No, I just think Brock, the pressure's on Cal. It's not on Brock. This is Cal's offense. Cal put guys he wants to play his style of ball. Has nothing to do with who the quarterback is. Brock Purdy is a product of Kyle Shanahan. If not, he's going to win the Super Bowl, it's going to be on Kyle's shoulders. Brock won't get the credit for his Cal. So I don't know why we keep...
Rob, you working out right now?
You working out right now? Shannon Sharp?
Right, you are in tip-top shape, man. What are you doing? You on the treadmill? You Peloton?
Hey, you said Shannon Sharp.
I was going to leave that law.
Stop it.
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
They've got to lean on these guys. I think Mason's a legit back. I think Kittle is a stud that they underutilize, and I want to see it with Ayuk. Let's go. Like, they need to, they could still win the next couple games with those guys. They got enough talent.
Hey, you know how Kyle get down. You can a doghouse for way acting towards that contract. So they didn't want to throw in the ball unless they had to. Now they got to. So to me, I don't think you got to scheme Brandon open. Brandon gets open by himself. Just give him the ball. That's all.
Yeah.
Love it.
What workouts, man? Not the Shannon Sharp, but what does he got? The roast sparks? We don't need the roast sparks, right?
No. I do a little bit of weightlifting, but I'm walking up this big ass hill out in Frisco. So
I feel you on
that's
that.
My workout for today.
There it is.
I imagine you doing Bowflex, like those old wooden Bowflexes from the 80s, Rob. I'm totally teasing.
Rob's a big boy, man. Rob's a big boy. I'll hire my security.
I'm gonna break somebody.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run. #1
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.